Now we have to have your grunting. Hey, Bob from Sideshow. This is Bob.
Hey, everybody. This is Miles Tiles Jr.
Oh, you threw me. Here, I had a joke set up for your father, which is inappropriate, but I'll do it anyway. This is what Miles goes to sleep to every night. Sorry. I found this, eyebrow trimmer thing. That sounded funny.
That's code.
Heading toward fall.
Yeah.
It's getting darker early and everybody's tired.
Yes.
And, so I'll try to stay awake for all this.
You will.
Oh, I will. Okay. Well, you supposedly have this killer naked women story and...
It's making the comeback.
Do you remember that title, Miles?
Yeah,
your boys came up with that, Killer Naked Women.
Yeah, that was our best show ever, man.
It was a long time ago when they were very young, so.
And that was like the most hits we've ever had, I think.
Probably. Title alone, yes.
Yeah, they're going to look up the origin of clickbait, and that's going to be the very first title they
think
want.
So? Killer Naked Women. I don't know what year that was, but it's been a long time ago.
Yeah.
I could look it up, but I'm lazy, so.
Yeah.
Well, so, what do you guys got in the old rucksack?
A couple weeks ago, I had to go out of town.
You went out of town?
For a doctor's appointment.
Oh, okay. Yeah, apparently in Iowa, everybody gets to put their finger up Miles' butt.
Pretty much, yeah. Sometimes I pay them, sometimes, they pay me,
Sometimes they just give them the reach around,
Yeah,
nice.
I had my son go with me. I asked him to go, and he had to pay off. I'll go.
Could you go with me? Because I don't like I don't like to drive while I'm crying after my appointment.
That's good.
It hurts so bad. I feel violated in many ways. Psychologically, physically, spiritually.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Very nice. That's nice of him.
So I
couldn't take 2 hours of my father crying in a car next to me, but he's a very good kid.
So, we have to... This is one of those stories that comes full circle, I guess. So, on the way there, we're having all this father and son, talk and such. Miles Jr. is supposed to be taking some stomach medicine and headache medicine and such. And,
son, do you know what an eyebrow trimmer is? Sorry. Go ahead.
And so I'm kind of getting out of my way. You gotta be an adult, take your medicine.
Yeah. Does he have irritable bowels as well, or?
Yeah.
Oh, my lord. It runs in the family.
Yeah, I'm like the last one that should give advice to anybody.
You guys are like the human centipede separated.
We can't go in Boba. pretty much, yeah. So, Miles Jr. has to hear, a whole lot of this. He's like, okay, all right, okay.
I was like, okay. He obviously does it because he cares. And my naive mind was like, he's on his meds so much. I'm like, he's got to know what he's talking about. I trust his judgment.
Yeah, well, so, you know.
We're setting the table here as we go along here. So
just, sure. No, I got you. I was just thinking of the song "Mother's Little Helper" by the Rolling Stones. But go ahead. Yeah.
And we get to the hospital, right? Uh-huh. And this is so long ago. I got to think what happened. And I had to have some, blood work done and all this bullshit.
Sure. Oh, yeah, they love to do that.
So they bring me into this room, and there's, like, two, like, nurses working the room, basically. But there's, like, one of those partitions, that kind of curtain, curtain partitions.
Sure,
Uh-huh. And so, like, there's a lady about my age working on me, she goes, oh, all I have is, like, a pink bandage.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's okay. I'd rather wear that than a Green Bay Packers jersey. Right?
Right.
And so, like, next to us, behind the curtain, I hear this other lady kind of getting all like, hey, hey. I'm like, whatever. You should apologize for that. I'm like, uh-huh. Never. Right?
Yeah.
Like, loser, I'm never going to see you again, so I'm not apologizing for shit.
Yeah, I love your social skills in this situation, yes.
Yes, thank you. And then, I had to have some other stuff done.
Yeah.
And I had to come back up to the place where I had my blood drawn then to actually see the doctor.
Sure.
Okay, so I had been away from him at this point up until now. I let him do his own thing, I wanted Miles Jr. to meet my doctor because I thought my doctor was pretty cool. Oh, yeah, no, I was super
that's a weird thing. Okay.
And so I'm going to let Miles Jr. jump in just a second. So, of course, you got to go into some room, talk to the nurse first before you talk to the doctor. You
sure, have to
legitimate and
hierarchy.
Into like the smallest epping room they have.
Yeah.
I mean, there's three of us crammed in there, and it's just about all it's going to hold. It's like, right. Oh, boy. And the lady's like, well, it's not going to be like, we just have to, talk to you for a minute, and then we're going to go to a bigger room.
Yeah, hopefully.
And Miles Jr. will take it from here.
Well, the first thing we found out was that, she was the mystery woman that had so very kindly told
me. Here comes the mean green machine.
Yeah. Full circle.
Yeah, I bet.
It wasn't pretty. That's all I'm gonna say. I'm like, you better hope she doesn't need to draw any more blood.
No, she just insulted his manhood. She probably said, "Is your penis hibernating? Because I can't see it." You Bears fan?
So then she's like, oh, I'm a huge geek, and she brought up like a game that I like, and we talked about that for a minute.
Yeah.
But then
it was Fallout. Yeah, these two start geeking out. I'm like, what? I thought this was about me and my medical problems. And now I'm like,
backseat.
Well, you're a Bears fan. That's a medical
problem. Right.
Yeah.
But we're talking about it. Then here's where the best part comes in. So she's like, well, Mr. Miles, I need to list off the medications to see what you're taking and not taking.
Uh-huh.
So it's like, well, are you taking medication A and B? And as you can tell, like, the look of guilt that is just going down his face.
Uh-huh.
At first, I was like, well, he's got to be good. He gave me this whole lecture in the car. He's on all these meds.
Yeah.
Look at this bear. In the total eyes of betrayal.
Oh, nice.
I was like, I bit my lip so hard.
As it turned out, there's been kind of like two I've been skipping.
Great, yeah.
No, it's just two. It's just two.
Just the two that are the most effective.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, unfortunately, they make my wiener not wiggle, so.
There's a pill for that?
Yeah.
So now my son is like completely looking down upon me now. He's like, you know, you lying son of a bitch.
He would have found out sooner or later. Come on.
Yeah, you're not really my dad. I hate you.
You're not my father.
And okay, so that piece gets done, right?
Right.
And we're talking about Fallout and Fallout 69 or whatever the hell else they're talking about.
76, wasn't it? Fallout 76.
I don't know. Who the hell knows what it is.
I want to call Fallout 69.
I go, hello, I'm here for my medical issues, not for you two to be geeking out, you know, talking about, you know, Dr. Zaius or whatever the fuck they were talking about. I don't even know. And
right.
I'm like, so get me out of the room. Let's go talk to the doctor. So we go there. So we get to the exercise room. I said, wait till my doctor comes in. He is really chill, super cool dude, right?
Right.
So he comes in, and my doctor is full-on Japanese, okay?
He's what?
He's full-on Japanese.
He's a Japanese doctor?
Yes, he's 100% Japanese. 100% Japanese.
Okay, well, that's good.
And so, you know, oh, hello. You know, I'm like, oh, this is my son, Miles Jr. He wants to be a doctor, too.
Yeah?
Oh, okay.
I had bought this career path so long ago. I was like, pull up. I didn't know. No way.
So,
did he say, no, you just want to play doctor?
Something like that.
He's like, yeah. Sit on lap. And,
just
test yourself. So we're talking and chit chat. He goes, well, why don't you lay down on the table so I can do some examination to, you know,
he's like,
just $170 we're going
to
charge you.
Right. He's like, let me survey Mount Fuji over here and then I'll get back to you, buddy.
Godzilla! It's like Mothra. What the hell?
Yeah.
And, you remember, now this is another thing that comes full circle. Do you remember last week I had the weird story about me having the weird dream where I was running?
Okay. Yeah.
And I actually fell off the bed and landed
right,
on my
yeah,
knee.
You fell off the bed. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so I was still kind of recovering from that. So I'm getting up on the table. I'm kind of like, ugh.
Well, you make a lot of noises when you move around.
I do. I know. I'm like a bear.
You sound like a dead raccoon on the side of the road with the gas coming out of him or something.
Right. So the doctor, what is wrong? So I told him exactly what I just told you, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And he pats me in the stomach and goes, "Hold on, Miles Jr., I know you're dying to say this."
So he goes, after taking his weight and looking at him and patting his stomach, he goes, "Well, you may run in dream, but apparently you don't run in real life."
You know what? You're not the super chill doctor I thought you were. You're an asshole.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that was a burn, man. Get the aloe off the burn.
I genuinely had to, I'm not even exaggerating, I had to genuinely bite my tongue because I was laughing so hard.
He's like, so long, dream runner.
Good dream of ice cream truck.
It's like the dream police, you're the dream runner.
Yeah, so, okay, so now the footnote, the whole story is, we get done, I go, you know, they've just built this huge wing of the children's hospital.
Right.
And you can go to the very top and you can actually see into the football stadium. For the University of Iowa.
Oh, that, I saw the picture of that. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I go, why don't we go, we'll never see it again, let's just go up there, we're kind of, you know, fumbling around, we finally find it, you know, we
right.
have to get steps to get up there, and it's pretty cool, you know, it's a big circle.
Oh, it's beautiful view.
Yeah.
And we're taking all these pictures, I go, this is awesome, and right. For some reason, they have, like, glass offices like this, like, oh, wow, be cool to have a meeting in there, you know, pretty cool.
Sure.
There was one room, I forget, it was like the exercise room, the yoga room, or the meditation room, that was it. And I go, wouldn't it be cool if that door was open? And next thing you know, this kid had the door open. I'm like, oh, fuck, we can go in there. And so we go in, we're taking pictures. And they're like, you know, we got to get going, it's getting late. And I'm like, oh, shit, this door will not open.
Oh, you locked yourself out?
I go, I think we're locked in this room. Like, this door is not opening. I'm like, so, you know, Miles Jr. goes to the other door, and he's not getting his open either. I'm like, oh, fuck. We're like James Brolin in that department store with those, like, Dobermans. They're like, jeez, what the hell? You know, we're going to die in here, you know? Like, there's this young family walking around. I can see them. I'm waving and waving and waving. They're kind of waving at me. I'm like, no.
Don't look. Don't look.
And the lady comes up, and she basically just pulls the door open. She goes, here you go. I had been pulling on the door and not pushing on the door.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I don't. Wait, it gets worse. What else happened? Because I did the same thing on the other. Oh yeah. This genius. Yeah. How many Polacks did you take to open? Yeah, I don't know. More than two. I guarantee
that. Oh my God.
I swear to God, because I just panicked. I'm like, we're locked here. Holy shit.
She's like, don't worry. We're near the wing with the special people.
Yeah, I don't fool it.
Do
right?
you
yeah.
know where your room is?
I was worried about like the hospital maybe closing that part up before we got out.
I know.
I could be like, oh, I'd say y'all running out of time, but that would involve running.
Yeah. Oh, my God. It was horrible. It was so embarrassing.
Oh, my God. Why didn't you try pushing the door the other way or whatever?
I don't know. I completely freaked out. So I'm like, I didn't think we should even be in this room in the first place. I'm like, well, I don't know, man.
No, please. You're pathetic.
I don't know. So, yeah, we finally, it took like an hour to find the car. We totally got lost. Oh, my God. So.
Well, that was strategic on the doctor's part. He wanted you to walk more. So he had your car towed to a new location, so you'd have to go find it.
Well, mission accomplished. Man, I told
him, there must have went a huge circle these two times.
As soon as
you left the room, he typed in a text in there, you know, to security. Move title car.
Now.
Yeah. You may not run, but you will walk today.
We did walk. Holy crap. Yeah, we walked, man.
That's funny. Oh, my God. Yeah. You guys in the door.
Yeah, I can't believe that. That was really humbling.
And I got my BA, and I can't even open a door.
So I found out I'm a hypocrite, I'm fat, and I'm pretty not too intelligent.
Yeah, apparently, yeah.
It was a very humbling day. It was super humbling.
There's a Far Side that has this little kid pushing on the door, and then it's got a big sign that says pull. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pull was a gift or something. Yeah,
I think that you were the inspiration, apparently.
Oh, yeah, I couldn't believe that lady just comes, oh, here you go.
Yeah, don't worry about it. Here you go. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she probably looked at us like, don't these guys belong in another wing of the building? Like,
yeah. Where's their special bus that got them here?
Yeah, right, that's right.
Oh, God.
Well, he's wearing a lot of Bears gear, so he probably...
I was wearing a lot of Bears gear, actually. Yeah,
I'm sure you were. It's like your only clothes, I think, so...
Pretty much, yeah.
Well, that's nice. Well... Yeah. I must have saw the future you this week. Yeah. I was at a hotel. I go to a lot of hotels and do stuff. And so I was at a hotel and I was waiting in a hallway, you know, like just off the lobby.
Yeah, sure.
there's a couple chairs, and I needed to wait for about, you know, like 45 minutes or something. So I sit down in this chair, and I'm just looking at my phone, you know, killing some time. And then this guy, I hear this person, the man's voice, and it sounds like he's saying banana.
Okay.
But he's saying it over and over again. It's like, banana, 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 banana. All right?
Yeah, okay. It's like a joke my dad would tell me. Yeah, all right. Okay, so there's
not, there anyone? It's not a joke. So this guy, he comes, and I hear him getting closer. He's still saying banana, and he's in a wheelchair. And he's got these two people, you know, assisting him, however you want to say.
Yeah.
And I'm just down the hallway from the bathroom, and they take him into the bathroom. Now, I don't see his, he doesn't look at me. His head's kind of turned the other way as he goes down the hall saying banana.
Okay.
It sounded, he really wasn't, it was, there wasn't a strong B. It was like, okay. But it sounded like banana. And so then, you know, they proceed to take him to the restroom, to the women's restroom, no less. But anyway, they come back out, and they're going back down the hallway. Banana, 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 right?
Yeah.
Obviously, this guy is not, you know, totally got it together.
Yeah.
And and then they get by me, and this time he's looking at me.
Oh.
Right?
Oh.
And he gives me what I can only say is a totally appropriate, you know, head nod. You know, like if you saw somebody, you go, hey, you know, and nod your head, hey.
What's up?
Yeah, exactly. You know what I'm talking about? How guys do?
Yeah.
He gives me that, and he goes, banana. And then he goes around the corner, and he keeps saying banana.
He's faking it. He just stops, looks at you, and says, Gordon, and leaves.
Gordo.
Gordo. Gordo. He goes back to say banana after the fact. Hey-o. Hey-o. Hey-o.
But the thing was, I mean, I'm like, okay, this poor unfortunate gentleman, you know, just says banana all day, and he's not aware of anything. And then he comes back by, and he's like, banana. Like, dude, you know what I mean?
He's faking it. Come on.
No, he wasn't faking it, but I was just like, I'm like, for a second, I look around, like, am I the only one that's noticing this?
It's like a work comp scam or something.
I said, hey to him. Hey. Because that's what he did to me. But he said banana. So, this hallway was very active. So, we had the banana guy. And then while I was sitting there, all these people come down the hallway, all these ladies and a couple of guys come down the hallway in yoga, you know, active yoga wear, whatever you want to call it, with their yoga mats. And what? I didn't hear that. What was that?
Nothing.
Oh.
They don't
have
banana costumes, I would have laughed my ass off.
Oh, no, not banana costume. So they come and they go the other way. It's kind of a T to, like, in this room that apparently they were having yoga in.
And we're filming porn.
Yeah, it could be. I don't know. It could have gone either way.
With the banana costume.
Yeah, the banana. Yeah.
Banana!
So they go in this other room and then, like, maybe, I don't know, 10 minutes later, this woman comes running out of there, like running. Uh-oh. And she's like, where's the bathroom? And I'm like, you know, I point. It's right down the hall, and she runs down to the bathroom.
Yeah.
And then, you know, she's in there a while, you know.
Too much downward dog.
I guess she comes out and then goes back to the yoga. And then this guy comes running out, running.
Oh, banana.
No, running, and he runs to the bathroom.
Yeah.
He's in there for a while. He comes out. Then another woman comes out, runs to the bathroom.
What the hell?
I know. I'm like, what is going on?
You've got to go into that room now.
I could not.
You have to.
It was the most. I'm like, they must be doing some heavy duty yoga. You know what I mean?
Wow.
They're like undulating or something and pushing things out because these people. They had to go. This wasn't like a. Pardon me, I need to find the facilities. This was like, I'm going to shit my pants. Where's the bathroom?
Oh, right. Yeah, I know that feeling.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So anyway, I had to get going to do something else. So that was the end of that hallway, but it was certainly exciting.
So three different people came out running to the bathroom.
Yes.
Weird question. What color, yoga suits were they all wearing?
Well, the guy had some, I don't know what he had on. The lady, she had white pants, so she really was in a hurry.
Well, I was just wondering, I'm like, if they're all yellows, I guess that would make up for the banana part.
Oh, no, not all yellow. They're all different colors.
The other lady had
pink or green. I can't remember, so.
Was it that doomsday cult that all killed themselves, or was it the...
So I don't know. No doomsday cult, but it was bizarre. I was just like, man, these people really are forcing out the turds. I don't know what's going on here.
Would you rather party with the banana guy or the yoga people that try to poop their pants?
Well, I think together they would have been a real good party.
Yeah.
Because the banana guy would have just cracked me up all night, and the yoga people were pretty good looking, a lot of them.
I'm thinking that room probably was stinky. Imagine they're all farting.
Yeah, they're probably all farting in there. It was all these petite women and like a guy with a man bun and some other dude. And
I wonder if that guy in the wheelchair thought he was like Paul Revere and he was just trying to warn us of all the people that had to come and take a dump the best way.
I don't think so. I mean, I heard him the whole way back and forth. That was. It was interesting, to say the least. But totally appropriate salutation there, other than the banana part.
Get the hell out of there, man.
He's totally, in sync with the world for one moment there, capturing me. Banana, dude.
He had a bunch of friends.
Yeah, he's like Groot in a wheelchair saying banana.
Groot.
Yeah, except no, I am. He just said banana.
I am banana.
Banana. Banana.